Welcome to our Practical Lakuta Sichas Shir on Yisrael, Sicha Beis, and Chelek Tes Zayin. The beginning of the parasha, we know this week's parasha is Parshas Yisrael, and we start the parasha hearing about how Yisrael, Moshe's father-in-law, joined the Jewish people in the desert. In the second Aliyah, we read about what happened when Moshe Rabbeinu began to judge the people. And you have it in the text in front of you, Shmais, it's chapter Yotches, chapter 18. And we see here, Vayhi Macharis, was after the next day, and Rashi says it was the day after Yom Kippur. Vayeshev Moshe l'shpait ha'sa'am, Moshe sat to judge the nation. Vayamud ha'am al Moshe, the people stood before Moshe, min ha'baker ad ha'ar. All day until the night, from the morning to the night. So what happened? His father-in-law, Yisrael, sees what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. What is this thing that you're doing to the nation? Why are you sitting by yourself? All the people are just standing there before you from the morning to the night. How can you do that? The younger Moshe says to his father-in-law, because the people are coming to me to seek Hashem. They have some sort of a case, some sort of a fight between themselves, some sort of a judgment they need to have. They come to me, ben re'ehu. I judge them between one man and another. And then I make known to them all the chukim, all the laws of Hashem, and all of his teachings, all the Torah. So his father-in-law answers him, what you're doing is not so good. You will wear yourself out as you, both you and the people. You'll both be worn out. This thing, I should make this bigger so I can see it clearly. Because this is something that's really too heavy, too hard for you to do. You can't do this by yourself. And then he gives him his advice. What's the advice? Listen to my voice and I will, as I advise you. He recognizes this is something that Moshe Rabbeinu is obviously going to ask Hashem about, maybe not rely only on his advice. So he say, a man, Hashem, be with you. You can represent the people. You can represent Hashem for the people. You represent the people in front of Hashem. You represent the people. And you will bring all the matters to Hashem. And then you will warn them as a hooking vesataris, all the laws, right? In other words, you'll teach them the Torah. So you'll teach them exactly how they need to behave. So you'll teach them Torah basically. And everything they need to do. But in terms of judging the people, Yisrael had a different idea. What was that? You will choose or select from amongst the people, right, men of substance, Yirei Elokim, God-fearing men, Anshei Emes, men of truth, Shonei Batsa, people who hate bribery, or any sort of money gain, V'samta Aleim, Sari Alafim, Sari Meir, Sari Chamishim, V'Sari Asaris. And this was the idea, that you will set these people up, and they'll be the judges. They'll be judges over thousands and over hundreds, leaders over 50s, leaders over tens. That's what will happen. And then they, those people you appoint, V'shaftu Asa'am, B'chol Eis, they're the people who will judge the people at all times. But if there's something that those judges can't handle, something that's too great for them, they can't do anything about it, then they'll bring it to you. But they will judge any small matter. These judges will be able to do it. And that will make it much easier for you to lead the people and to judge them. And therefore they will bear this burden of the people with you, these judges that you are going to appoint, these men of substance who will be able to do this job. And not only that, Yisro continues, right? Im es adavar hazeh ta'aseh, and if you do this thing, v'tzivcha Elokim, Hashem commands you. Again, Yisro, of course, recognizing that this can only be done if Hashem approves. Then v'yachal ta'amai, you'll be able to survive. V'gam kol ha'amazeh. And then all these people will come upon their place in peace and everything will be good. So the sicha we're going to learn today is a question, if you could say in a sense a klutz question, about this complete advice. And what we know is that Hashem agreed to this advice and told Moshe Rabbeinu that this was a good thing to do. And Moshe actually went ahead and did it. When we think about the story, we're going to see the Rebbe is going to ask a number of questions that should seem obvious to us about what actually happened here. So let's have a look at the actual sicha itself. And once again, the sicha is in Yiddish, although Project Lakutei Sichas has translated this sicha into Lashon Kodesh, we are going to do it in the original, in the way the Rebbe himself edited it in the Yiddish. In the Haitika Sedra, in this week's parsh, Sedra, which is a section that we read each week, Vet itself we're told, when Yisrael saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was judging the people from the morning to the night, so he tainted to him, right? He complained in a sense, or he had an argument, a taina. What we've just read, right? How can you do this? Sit there and the people are standing there. You're going to wear yourself out and you're going to wear out the people. And he gave him this idea, select people who can be judges for minor things at least. As much as the Oisklad and Sari Alafim, he should choose, right? These officers over thousands and hundreds, etc., as we saw, as well, Mishpatim Bechal Eis, they will be the ones who will judge the people at all times on a regular basis. And it's just the matters that would be too great for them to judge. Those are the things that they're going to bring to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Dorach Azan Haga, through that sort of behavior, this way, that's what Yisro argued, Moshe will survive this tremendous burden of leadership. And the people too will come to their place in peace. Is Yadodi Tmima in them? The Rebbe says it's me in them. That we know there's a very known, obvious question that comes up here. Be kumtas, how could this possibly be? Moshe Rabbeinu, Raya Mehemnesha Yisrael, the faithful shepherd of the Jewish people, Dalain Nit Chashish Gaven, Zan Ivan and Haga can defer into novelty Baha'am. If Moshe Rabbeinu is the faithful shepherd, someone taking care of his flock, how is it possible that he would not recognize that what he was doing might wear the people out? Is that possible? A shepherd who guides his sheep knows exactly what they need. He knows how much they can handle. How is it, could it this be that Moshe Rabbeinu did not recognize the abilities of the people? When as he's imnit angefal the itza hachi pshuta, and he did not think himself of this most simplest idea, to appoint the judges who would help him judge the people. How is it possible that Moshe could not have thought of that? When Davka Yisra Kayim Midyan, it specifically had to be Yisra, his father-in-law, who was a priest in Midyan, was his gekumen of a courtesan who came just for the short time to join the people, and we know he then left and went back to his country. So Yisrael had to come, and he's the one who understood this, and he's the one who was able to implement this. And Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the shepherd, the faithful shepherd of the Jewish people, didn't recognize that this is what had to be done. How is that possible? And then the Rebbe says something that we know. There's a very famous or popular saying. What is that? Gaspar Avail Zet of a mile. He's a guest who comes for a short time, sees a mile ahead, which literally means, as we know, that sometimes when you are in a situation, you don't recognize the difficulties or what's actually going on. Like sometimes it creeps up on you slowly, but someone who hasn't been there and comes into a situation, just a guest, they see things, they recognize things that we might overlook because we are in that situation full time, so to speak. Because we're in that situation the whole time, there are times that we just recognize what perhaps we should be recognizing and seeing. So the Rebbe says, yes, it's true. We have this idea that a guest for a short time sees a lot. And specifically the person who is there in that particular place, so he might also not be, see this thing that's going on. But God forbid to say about Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, who Hashem himself chose to be this Rai Mehemna, from the moment he was born, Hashem chose him to be this faithful shepherd of the Jewish people. And not only that, but he was already acting as this shepherd, this faithful shepherd for the Jewish people, already for a certain period of time. So to think Azerah does need gewusst, to think that he didn't know this, he didn't recognize this, these Yisrael's gekommen und im Argeven wegen dem, should we really understand that Moshe didn't figure this out, couldn't have seen this with his own eyes and recognized, and he had to wait for Yisrael to come and tell him that this is something that people couldn't do, they wouldn't be able to withstand, standing before him alone all day? Und war gufe verstandig, so therefore, is the fun gufish farsanic, we therefore understand from this itself, from this question, by Moshe is oisko common, that from Moshe Rabbeinu's point of view, umisamadregas Moshe, because of the level that Moshe Rabbeinu himself was on, is esazoi be'emes. From his point of view, this was the truth. Arlen Ken, that he alone could, unachmer, and more, not only that he could, Arlen that he himself must, he could and he should, he must. From his point of view, the way he saw it, and he was correct, is that he had to teach the people and the people could withstand it. Sai davar gadol, whether it was a big judgment, like a big matter, unsai davar katan, or a small matter, it didn't matter. Both of those things, from Moshe's perspective, he could do and they could handle. Nevertheless, that does need shatten, and this would not hurt them in any way. It wouldn't hurt him, wouldn't affect him, it wouldn't affect the Jewish people if he himself judged them the entire time. Until this thing that he would have been able to bear it, and the people too would have been able to bear it, and nothing would have happened. And how do we know that's true, that could have been the case? Another proof of that, as Moshe's hanhaga l'shpaita sa'am min ha'baika ad ha'ar is derech amiti al pitara. How do we know that this behavior of Moshe initially to himself judge the people from morning to night was a correct way of doing it, according to Torah? Uvamela v'tes gevis v'hitin de novel tibol. And certainly it was something he was doing that's according to Torah, certainly it couldn't harm the Jewish people. Nothing that's in the Torah can harm us. So certainly that's true. Where do we see that? Men oislanen from the Maimon Chazal as the nomen Yeser, or the Yisrael. How do we know that this could be? Because we see Chazal tell us that Yisrael had a number of names, he had seven names, and one of his names was Yisrael. Chazal tells us, why was he called Yisrael? From the word Yeser, an extra. What's the extra thing? Because that's because he added an extra parsha to the Torah. This parsha where he told Moshe Rabbeinu, you must go and select people. So the Rebbe explains, from the fact that we see, how do Chazal express this idea that Yisrael got this name? They say, he gave us like another parsha in the Torah. Nita zeh had zeiche gewen in the parsha nemra or the nichta ba'al yadai. Not like we see like with tonight's slavchad where it says that they were zeiche, that the parsha was said or written by him because of him. V'do lashon vas mekafim b'negei anya parshas in Torah. Like we find in other places in the Torah where things are taught. Are said in that way, like the same parsha's Pinchas, which is the story of tonight's slavchad. Ishvashtamik, so we understand because it doesn't use that. He merited to have it written because of him or in any way, but it says he added a parsha. That means it's not only that it's because of Yisrael this parsha was revealed to us. No, nochmer, it's more than that. Yisrael had ufgetan kaviyachol, a Yisrael, but I suffer in Torah. As if Yisrael added something to the Torah. Is in it's because of Yisrael that this parsha was added to the Torah. Was in Torah mitzad asma is the freer nikven, something quite outstanding. That the Torah before Yisrael told this to Maisha, this would have not been in the Torah if not for Yisrael saying so. Uvameli is buvan, but according to that, we understand then. That before Yisrael therefore came and did what he did and to add this parsha to the Torah, that means that based on the Torah, the true Torah, according to true Torah then, this was not the original intent that Moshe should select other people to judge, nor is Moshe alone that mishpatim dem am b'chol davar. Rather, the behavior that Moshe in fact did, which was to judge the entire nation on his own. Undas is a time was Moshe Rabbeinu was calling Yana is Torah, but because like a fear damas. And of course, and because it's like that, because that is the way it originally is in Torah, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, who we know his whole inyan is Torah, Torah. Smite, we call it, and that is his whole life. Therefore, he behaved that way because anything that's entire, anything that was true, that is how Moshe acted. So we come back to then the question: but then again, it remains to be understood. We still don't understand something. If this is the case, then from Moshe Rabbeinu's perspective, and according to Torah, the true Torah, as it was before Yisroel arrived, that the people could have survived, that would have been fine for Moshe to judge the people alone, and it would have been fine for the people as well. So then where did we get this new idea of Yisroel? How is it appropriate then? As an hagas Moshe can interfere into novelty ball, now see it's covered in Chadavar. So where did Yisrael get this worry from? If this is in Torah and this is the way it was set up, where does this come from, this worry that the people will get worn out by this and that judging the people himself would be too much for Moshe Rabbeinu? Also, this whole idea that Yisrael is coming to tell Moshe to say, I don't understand, what are you doing here? This happened after we received the second pair of Luchos, the second set on Yom Kippur. As we know, that's what Rashi tells us, by Himi Machmas, it was after this, it was after Yom Kippur. Now there are different opinions, but certainly Moshe Rabbeinu did not judge the people until after Yom Kippur. That's when he first starts teaching them the Torah and judging them. So this Aina of Yisrael, as Moshe Rabbeinu had Okishah Zich, on the Eden, Nivi does come to Ois Mitzad Tanis Yisrael, that he evaluated, in a sense, praised Jewish people in a way that was not the way Yisrael did. Canal, like as we said before, the Kenan on Darvin Gemishbetin Vern von Im Alein, right? The Moshe Rabbeinu, what was it that he saw that Yisrael did not agree with? The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu himself could judge them by himself. When learning from Imalein, and the Jewish people could learn just only from Moshe, there are chukei alakim v'estarasa u'mishpat from davar gadol. So what he felt was what this thing that according to Yisrael is that Moshe Rabbeinu should be able to teach them and to be able to judge them just in the big things. What is this similar to? So Rebbe explains this time of Yisrael that they need to be learned, right? They need to learn the mitzvahs and all the big things have to come through Moshe. Is enough to them as mekafim freer. This is actually similar to something we saw before. Glachnach the Aseres HaDibros. Right after we received the Aseres HaDibros, the Luchos HaRishonos, the first Luchos, in Shaychos to them was even ham getainet. They cannot eat Urus, Halden Heron, no Hashem Elokecha Elokeinu Eid. You know that the time of the Aseret Dibros, when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to teach them the Torah, what did the Jewish people say? We cannot bear, we cannot hear the voice of Hashem anymore. When Haban Kaben by Moshe, they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, you speak to us. You listen to Hashem and you teach us. As Moshe HaKetanet, Moshe's point of view, Moshe argued, the Rashi's Mefarsh, as Rashi said, as Va'at, Lashon HaKeva, meant, when they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, you teach us. We can't listen to Hashem straight. You tell us. Moshe answered that Va'at, at, the word at is feminine. It's how you say you for a girl. So at Lashon HaKeva, why did Moshe Rabbeinu say, when it's in the Torah, why does it Va'at Daber Elenu, that you speak for us, at, with that feminine form of the word, he touched him as Kachi Kinekeva. Moshe Rabbeinu Rashi explains, told the Jewish people, you have weakened my power. You have made me like a female. You have weakened me. Because I'm so pained by this, by your request that you asked not to hear from Hashem himself. And you've weakened me. You've weakened my hand. Wouldn't have been better for you to have learned from Hashem himself than to learn from me? Thus, Hayes, what does this mean in this story that happened after Sarasa Dibras? That means, like the way Moshe Rabbeinu viewed the Jewish people, the way he evaluated their abilities, to learn Torah mipi Agvura. From Moshe Rabbeinu's perspective, the Jewish people should have wanted to and should have been able to learn Torah straight from Hashem, just like he did. But what do we find there at that time when the Jewish people said, we can't hear from Hashem, you speak for us? Hashem agreed with the Jewish people. And what do we find in the Torah? It's good. What they're saying is good. The same thing here. We find a parallel. Just like here too, Yisrael came along and said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you think the Jewish people have the ability to stand and listen to the Torah straight from you from morning to night, in a sense, what is the Rebbe saying? That was just like the time that Moshe had, the Jewish people could hear Torah straight from Hashem. But just like Hashem agreed with the Jewish people and said, what the Jewish people are saying is good, I will teach it to you, Moshe, and you'll teach it to the Jewish people. So to here we find that Hashem also agreed with Yisrael, right? Because we have this extra parsha in the Torah. It means Hashem agreed. As we saw, Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the advice I'm giving you. And if Hashem agrees, right? If Hashem commands you, this is what you should do. So our question is really on both of these stories in a sense. So here too, with the story of Hashem, the Jewish people, and the Aseret Dibros, we also have, it's difficult to understand, this difference of the level of the Jewish people, the way Moshe Rabbeinu saw it, the way he evaluated or praised them, that they are able to learn straight from Hashem, on the diagram when they are matzpapel, and the level that they were actually at, as a doctrine learning from Moshe, that they have to learn straight from Moshe and not from Hashem, is dachmina katzel akatzel. These are like two extremes. Could Moshe Rabbeinu have gotten so wrong? What is it? How can Moshe Rabbeinu think that they can do something and practically they're completely at a different level? Again, Roy Neman should know his people. He knows them very well. How could he have misjudged them to such an extent? We understand it from them, but the idea that they are matzavot by Moshe and Paul, when he touched them as kaichik in a keva. Not only that, as we saw, when the Jewish people came and said, Moshe, you please talk to us, Moshe said, because of that, because of this, you have weakened me, you've weakened me. So when Moshe Rabbeinu heard, when Hashem said what they said is good, and Moshe Rabbeinu heard with their real situation, their real level that was much lower than he thought, he told them, you have weakened me. You've made me like a female. That's how weak I am now. So our question, of course, be sharp to Zohan, to Moshe Rabbeinu. How is it possible to say, again, that Moshe Rabbeinu, der Raya Mufanis, me, Klal Yisrael, who is our flock, our shepherd, who is our faithful shepherd, who takes care of us, who takes care of the Jewish people. In the upshot of Marisan, he got it so wrong. He misjudged us so much. He could not understand our level to such an extent. How do we understand this story? So one of the explanations we can give for this is as my in upshot in the matter from Eden. First, one thing is for we can say is that certainly we cannot say that Moshe made a mistake in how he evaluated the level of the Jewish people. We can't say that. Nor the kavana in them is, but what is the real proper intention, proper way to understand this? That b'shas Moshe Rabbeinu cooked of Eden, when Moshe Rabbeinu looks at a Jew, looked at the Jewish people, b'shas they stay to Zan meet Moshe when they're standing in front of him. Zayin and they talk about emes in a hechra mamur umatzav. But often they kenda lenin umakabu zayin tarim piagura. When the Jewish people are standing in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, they are, while they're in front of him, they are actually at a much higher level, and they are at the level where they could have gotten the Torah straight from Hashem himself. Why? While Moshe hopes they oif. Because when the Jewish people are standing in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, he's lifting them up. He's bringing them closer to his level. And therefore, just like Moshe Rabbeinu himself learned Torah from Hashem, so too, he affected the Jewish people that they too could learn straight from Hashem. So in a way, it's like when we know when we stand in front of somebody who we are completely in awe of, we have complete respect for, right? There are certain things we wouldn't dare do that we in front of them that we might do otherwise. If you think about children in a classroom, for example, right? Sometimes our children might do certain things when behind the teacher's back. When they're standing in front of the teacher and the teacher is looking at them and looking at the teacher, they wouldn't dare do something inappropriate. So in a sense, you could say their level of their behavior was raised to a higher level when they're in the face of someone that they have respect and they have awe of. So to Moshe Rabbeinu, people who stood in front of Moshe Rabbeinu in his presence were, whether it was the awe, the respect, the greatness of Moshe, lifted up the people when they were in his presence. And that is what Moshe saw in front of him. When he saw them, they were at a level that they could have learned Torah straight from Hashem. The Jewish people argue, the fact that they can learn Torah straight from Hashem, it's only because Moshe is lifting them up to that level to be able to learn straight from Hashem. Well, the Rebbe is their mavokash, and therefore they have the request. They want to be able to take the Torah, to absorb the Torah with their own intellect. They want to be able to learn the Torah and internalize it at their level. With their own abilities. The mamru matzav is designed mitzat asmam. Whatever level they are from their point of view, where they really are when they're not in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu. For that, Hashem agreed. And he said, what they've said is good. What they're saying is appropriate. While in them, by their premiers, because it's only in that way that they can, when they learn and absorb the Torah at their level, that's the only way that the Torah will be accepted and really absorbed and internalized in the Jewish people, when it is taught to them in a way that they can relate to at their level. And that's why Hashem agreed. Dalid, meet the Dern Fashtandig, Demdio Kalashan. Now he could also understand the words, the exactness of the words that Moshe used when he said to them, he tashed him as kaychi kinekeva, you have weakened me like a female. Thus, This idea that you've weakened me is not just a feeling of pain, which he also said, that I am pained because of you, of what has happened here. But it's more than that. It's specifically emphasizing this weakening that the Jewish people, in saying to Moshe, we want to hear from you and not straight from Hashem, actually weakened Moshe. Refisim es yadi, you have weakened me, he told him. Again, a question, how could it be? How could we have weakened Moshe Rabbeinu? What does that mean? How is that possible? But now we can understand. The Hasbara is the explanation. Today, Moshe Rabbeinu, Zalen and Tarmi id kithi ritzainam, for Moshe Rabbeinu to learn or to teach the Jewish people, to learn with them, teach them, based on the way they wanted it, you speak to us. That means that he had to lower himself. He had to come down to the level of the people. Because if he would be teaching them in a way where his full level of Moshe would have been completely revealed with its full strength, we saw before, then the Jews would have been lifted up to his level. He was so great that it would have lifted the people to his level of Moshe. They therefore let an eat many from Moshe, and then they would not have had to learn me many, as he said, from him, from Moshe. No, Gvura. They would then be able to learn from the Gvura. So the fact that they said, we want you to teach us on our level, meant that Moshe had to lower himself to their level. Riber, Hafrir Gmusai. His strength had to be weakened. A weakening and a lowering of his level. And it was only then that he was able to be that middle person, that intermediary between Hashem and the Jewish people. And to give over the word of Hashem to the Jewish people. Ches. So with this understanding, then as he's gekumen desman, as Moshe d'Ohanim learned the Torah mitin. Now with this in the background, knowing that we've seen something like this before, where Moshe Rabbeinu expected them to be able to learn straight from Hashem, and they could have, in Moshe's presence, they could have done so. But they felt they wanted to learn in a way at their level, and Hashem agreed. So now when it came after Matan Torah, and it came to the time for Moshe and after Yom Kippur, when he brought them the second Luch lesson, now came time to actually teach them the Torah. So after he had already received the entire Torah on Har Sinai, and after he had received already and been given their second set of Luchais after Yom Kippur, when they were completely forgiven already for the Chet Ha'ed. So now, again, he made an estimation, he figured. So now again, right? First it was supposed to be from Hashem. And they said, no, we want it from you. So now that it's afterwards, he's now getting ready to teach them. So he figured, okay, so now everything I have to teach them. They have to hear it straight from me, right? Like they said before. So it'll be straight from me. Since he was the only one who heard it from Hashem himself, he was the one. Since Moshe was the only one who learned it from Hashem himself, so nobody else could teach to hand over, in a sense, this word of Hashem the way he could, because he was the only one who actually heard it from Hashem. So if anyone else would give it over, it would be secondhand. So that's what he figured. Now I have to teach it. Right? They wanted me to teach it, and now I have the entire Torah. I'm the only one who heard it from Hashem. So now it's my responsibility to give this to the Jewish people. And even more than that, the bald is Anochi Ami Ben Hashem. since, again, based on what they had requested, he is the one now standing between them and Hashem to tell them, to give over all the word of Hashem to them. As we know, we're told the Shechina, Hashem's voice was speaking through the throat of Moshe Rabbeinu. So what comes out of this? And it would come out when Moshe Rabbeinu would teach them the Torah, they would hear the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. It was as if they were hearing the Torah from Hashem himself. Thus is the Diyukaloshen in the Mefer from Moshe, the Torah from Israel. And that is why we also see that this is, again, when we look at the exact wording that was used, when Moshe Rabbeinu responded to the argument of Yisrael, to his proposal, Havas Erlein Ishaikit Dem Am, when Moshe Rabbeinu answered Yisrael, when Yisrael said initially, why are you doing this? So what did Moshe answer? Because the people are coming to seek Hashem. That's what he said to him, right? Rashi typed us up. So Rashi explained, the people are coming to ask, to learn the word of Hashem. So what we hear, what does that mean? According to what we see in Rashi as well, is that learning from Moshe Rabbeinu is like learning from Hashem himself. And that's what they were doing. So that's what Moshe answered. That's why I'm doing it. Because I heard from Hashem, and when they hear it from me, it's like they're hearing it from Hashem. Zois v'aid, this and more. V'baldas Moshe hyped un izei mekarv to zayin darga. Once again, since Moshe Rabbeinu is lifting the Jewish people up and bringing them to his level, so there too, because he can lift them up, they'll be able to take in the Torah from him in the same way as he received it from Hashem. Or, Belashon Chassidus, the way Chassidus would describe it, Moshe's target is Re'iyah. Moshe was able to see. Talk about Moshe Rabbeinu as one of the greatest Nevi'im of all time. And he had Aspaklari. He had the clearest vision of Hashem. In a sense, Hashem spoke to him face to face and in a way that was very, very clear. So he received the Torah from Hashem in this manner of seeing. And as we're going to see, what do we mean by seeing? He's nice to see. So in addition, but when Ken meet just like we know, you cannot compare receiving information from someone who saw it versus receiving information from someone who only heard it. Right? When you see information, you hear something told to you by someone who saw something, saw the event, that's like firsthand, and you saw it from them. But if you only hear it, you get the information from someone who only heard about it, that's, you can't compare that, the veracity of that, the truth of that. Kamayma Chazal, as our Chazal teach us, Eina Dama Re'iyah L'Shmiyah. You cannot compare seeing something to hearing it. Like we know, we say seeing is believing. So if you've seen something, it's very hard for someone else to come along and try to convince you that you saw something different than what you saw, because you know what you saw. But if you heard something and someone comes along and says, no, you probably didn't hear that correctly, you begin to doubt yourself. Because when you hear it, you think, yeah, well, maybe I didn't quite understand. Maybe I was tuned out a little bit. Maybe I didn't really hear it correctly. So Moshe Rabbeinu was on this level of seeing, which is a much higher level. Therefore, because Moshe was on that level of seeing Hashem clearly, and everything he got was in this manner of seeing, in other words, with absolute clarity, so that Moshe, through his ability, he was able to affect and to be able to lift up the Jews as a zeh eifer hakabbalah from Moshe, for the way they would receive the information, the Torah from Moshe, zolzayin in a dagah from Re'iyah. That's what he was able to accomplish. Because he received the Torah with such clarity, this level of seeing, he was able to lift the Jewish people up to the level so that they too would be able to receive and learn the Torah in the same manner with the same sort of clarity. My high time, and therefore for this reason, was either Nemedi Ashbasa Torah for Mishan and even for Re'iyah. And then when Jews would be able to receive this influence of Torah from Moshe in this manner of seeing, and undaf no Moshe learn Tanamitzu. So it's that reason, since Moshe is the only one who had that clarity of vision, he was the only one who saw Hashem in that sense. So it was only he who would be able to do that, to give it to the Jewish people on that level. Bees, so Alein, they mishpatin in Alezein and Yonim, to that point where only he would be able to judge them for all matters. And they would be able to stand. So not only he, not only would he be able to do this, and this would not wear him out, but also all the people would also be able to handle this. And this is now where we can see what Yisrael accomplished, what he brought to the table. Yisrael came from his land. He was a convert. So he comes along. He doesn't see the Jewish people from Moshe, through Moshe's eyes. He doesn't see the Jewish people as Moshe does, in the way that Moshe is lifting them up to his own level. He comes along from outside. He comes in and he sees them exactly as they are, at their own level. Their father, Ergatine, therefore he argued when he saw them at their level, as their Indian for Mishpatin Indian can eat signed Druk Maisha Alain. He said, wait a second, they're not at your level. And you can't do this. You can't do this only through your level. Why is that? The Indian for Limana Tara, because when it comes to learning from teaching Tara, learning Tara, that's what's Eden Kumun Lenin, is a Hugging Vesa. The Gaimer, the Derech Yachoba. So when it comes to learning the actual Torah and learning the statutes, right, the Chokim and all the directives, all the mitzvahs, all the things we need to do, and the way we have to behave and act, that's the mice of the Gaimer and all the actions, all the mitzvahs we need to do. Yishayach to Zagun. So for those things, in other words, when Moshe is teaching, as das gufoy pelt undamod ven in uf gohem to dargas Moshe. At that point, when they're learning Torah, when they're hearing the directives and everything they need to do, that we could say that at that point, they could be lifted up to Moshe's level. And they can learn at his level. That's why Yisrael's suggestion was that he left that there. He's hard to advise them. You will clarify. You will warn them. You will teach them the Torah. That's what Yisrael said. He didn't take that away from Moshe. He left that there. But what did he change? When they come, because they have a fight and they're coming to be judged, you come before a judge to sort out your arguments because of whatever deal they're having with between themselves, whatever argument they're having. So I always glad and did very them to straighten out their fights. So they done. When they're coming with their petty arguments or fights or whatever it might be, at that point, they are not in the world of Moshe Rabbeinu. So when they're in their little in their fights, they're not on his level, and therefore they can't come to be lifted up to understand it and learn it, the Torah from Moshe, in that way, because that's not the level they're coming to when they're coming with their arguments and their fights. Their matzav is other. Then the bali dinim shtein far Moshe Rabbeinu. Because what happens? Well, the situation is that when these people who are fighting come and stand before Moshe Rabbeinu, hadas gufay they ifkahayim from their his lapses and they are geshefted. Standing in front of Moshe lifted them up for their fight. It's like you realize you're standing in front of such greatness. It's like your fight. You realize how petty it is, and it all drops away. It's all gone. And even a five-year-old understands this. When he's in the same room as his teacher, that he behaves completely differently when standing in front of his teacher than what he does when he's by himself or doing his own deals. The same thing. If people are going to come with an argument, they're going to stand in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the whole thing becomes moot. They're not going to be at that level, and even if they were, they would be lifted up, and then suddenly there's nothing to talk about anymore. These to Ken Fun Im Nemin Unlen and the Mishratari in an iPhone Fun Mashes Darga. So at that point, when they're come with their fights, they can't be raised to his level to be able to understand his judgment on their level. That's begging. Nevertheless, what we find is that Hashem agreed to this. You could say, well, you know, because what was wrong with that? Well, great. So then they'll come with their fights, and they'll come in front of Moshe, and they'll realize that they're being foolish and there's no reason to be fighting, and they'll be great. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Yet we see that Hashem agreed to with Yisrael's idea. Because we have to ensure that what? Because what do we have to ensure? We have to ensure, and we have to calculate and make sure that the Jews will be taken care of in the situation that they're going to be when they go into Eretz Yisrael. What will happen when they, what's going to happen then? Then in Chashaychev, when it's going to be, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to pass away. He's going to lie with his fathers, which is the terminology for he's going to pass away. But Kama Amaseh, and this nation is going to get up and they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. So that even though that at that point in time, they won't be able to learn Torah anymore from Moshe Rabbeinu, and they won't be able to be lifted up by him, but we still need to ensure that Torah itself, Torah always is going to be the word of Hashem. Donald Uncle Suzay, Dorothy Rachel Alpha Israel from Demdar. So we need to, Hashem wanted to ensure that even when Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer physically with the Jewish people, as would be when they went to Eretz Yisrael, that the Torah would still be available to them. And they would still be able to learn the Torah through their Rosh Alpha Israel, through these people that are going to be set up to be their leaders. Be helping Moshe Rabbeinu right now. When thus is after Tam, for Vice Moshe had need Gahalnas Erlein Dafter Son. And that's also why Moshe didn't think he had to do this. Well, because Nice of Lazar is the Indian as a Roy Israel, so Moshe Zain Seder Hanagos, I just warned the Mata from Akar Stalkusai. First of all, where did we hear this idea that the faithful shepherd has to worry about? Has to change his behavior in order to worry about what's going to happen should he no longer be around. But in addition to that, it's a davar chidash. This is a new thing. Is doch dan, nicht given, kein gesagter andere Matze. Not only that, it's a new thing. Like whoever heard of such a thing that a person would have to worry about what's going to happen after he dies when he's the leader, to worry about what the Jewish people will be like, that he should change his behavior now because of what might happen later. But it's more than that. It's the fact that Moshe didn't even have this in his head at all, that there would be another situation. Well, because we know, if it wasn't for the sin that happened after this, right? The sin with the water, where Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock instead of speaking to it, it was there that Moshe said, Hashem told Moshe that he's not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. So if it was not for that sin, Moshe Gadav Aranfin, even in Eretz Yisrael, if not for that, Moshe would have led the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael. And there would never have been another Golos. That would have been the final Geula. And then the Jewish people, like we say, when Mashiach comes, we are going to be able to learn Torah in that manner of, with that clarity of seeing. So from Moshe Rabbeinu's perspective, he didn't have to set up people or other people because at that point in time, he wasn't going to die. He was going to take them into Eretz Yisrael. And then Zion, but the point is that yes, even this, the ability to be able to learn Torah after Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer with us is also something that Moshe Rabbeinu has to implement. He has to put in place that order, that Seder. From Torah, and this is because everything to do with Torah, yes, even things that are only relevant for later generations, they must come through the Moshe Rabbeinu. Gemara and Chazal, as we know, Chazal tell us, everything that even the expert student, experienced student is going to mechadesh, he's going to any new idea he's going to have when he's learning Torah, everything that an experienced student comes up with when he's learning was already given to Moshe at Sinai. Taste, what does that mean? I feel that for the Talmud Basik, even when you have this experience, well, you know, learner, Talmud Chacham, sitting and learning in a later generation, and he comes up with a novel idea, an idea that we don't see written somewhere. Thus, is a chiddush from the Talmud Basik. It seems to be something new, it's novel. It was actually also given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Why must we say this? From Vibal, the chiddush from Talmud Basik, hot or ruis kaharbet, mid zain seichel. Because since this student worked with his own intellect to figure out this novel idea, the Dibur Tender Chiddush Nid Zayin Kan Chelik from Taras Maisha, it cannot be part of Taras Maisha. In other words, it cannot be the truth. It can't be part of Tara, nor Sain Escape to Maisha. Only it came through Maisha. Maisha Emes with Taras Emes. Emes is something that lasts from beginning to end. It's only truth if it came through Moshe Rabbeinu. So how do we know if someone is sitting with their own sefer and learning something? How do we know it's part of Torah? Only because it comes through Moshe. Then we know that whatever this Talmud Chacham, the student, is coming up with and ideas that Rashi, Ramban, and Ibn Ezra are coming up with in the Torah, this is also Taras Moshe. Because there's no novel, true idea in Torah that was not taught to Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is really what Yisrael was telling Moshe Rabbeinu. You must select with your Ruach HaKadosh. Moshe Tav Urs Klav Un Einstein Midzan Ruach HaKadosh. He has to choose and put into office, so to speak, with his Ruach HaKadosh, he's got to choose the people who are going to be these leaders, who are going to be able to judge and teach. Who are going to judge the nation. And then through them, it will then be ensured for all generations, as thus was Chachma Yisrael. Like we know, all the Chachma Yisrael, all our great scholars, Smuchin Ish Mipi Ish Ad Moshe Rabbeinu. Smicha is this idea of this transmission from one leader to another, from one Rav to another, as Moshe Rabbeinu put his hands, with Samech his hands on Yeshua, and that's how it goes from generation to generation, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So this whole idea that the fact that we have Chachma Yisrael, that we have Chachamim, who are in Shaifet Eden, can then judge the people, right? How is that possible today that we have Jewish judges who can sit there and come up with a psak din, a judgment in halacha, according to their own seichel, right? They have to think about it and come up with a judgment. Is thus their mishpat from Taras Emes, it's Taras Maisha. We know that this is then the judgment of Moshe Rabbeinu and it's Taras Emes because every Rav who's doing that has smicha. It goes back down from generation to generation, from one Rav to another. And that's how we know that this is Taras Maisha. Damit with this, I stress that when I understand them, diog ba'ata techeze, nit ba'ata tira. Now we can also understand the word that was used in the pasuk. The pasuk says ata techeze. Literally, techeze is to see. Like you know, we have Shabbos Chazayin. When we have Chazayin Yishayahu, when we read the Haftarah of the vision that Yishayahu saw of the future based on Mikdash. So ata techeze literally means to see. It's in context of our pasuk, it meant to select, because you see the right kind of people to choose them to be these judges. But why did the Torah, why was this word the word that was used? Why did Yisrael say, Ata techeze? You see, you choose, but with this version of techeze versus ata tireh, right? You see or you select. Why not the more common or the word in Lashon Kodesh for seeing, which is Reish Aleph Hey, right? So why not Ba'ata Tireh versus Ba'ata Techazeh? The answer is, because if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to look at the Jewish people with this Ruach HaKodesh that he has in this level of seeing, right, with his eyes, the full level of Moshe with all of its strength. Dafman de tzu, sorry, alafin, nik ankomon. So then we don't need sorry, alafin. Because if Moshe is going to see with that vision, that he's going to see the Jewish people on this much higher level, then we don't even need these officers. When he sees it on the level of seeing, then he sees it, everything goes through him. That's the, what he sees in his revealed world. And he can judge them all. He can judge the whole, all the Jewish people in all their inyan. Side davar hakatan, and side davar hakatan, whether it's something big or something small. Afkar duchten, listen, by Moshe is the ayiridim in Madregasai. It's only when Moshe will lower himself, will lower his level. Al derech vihikashim es kaychin kenasiv tali, just like we said before, when it says that when he told the Jewish people, you have weakened me. San shtat ri'iya is by him, nor techazet, because he's blois der targum. So instead of Re'iya, which is the level of Moshe, it has to be Techazeh. What is the word Techazeh? Techazeh is actually the translation of Re'iya. Does haste. What does it mean that it's a translation? So we know that when you have one word and we translate it, right, it's a lower level. Lashon Kodesh itself is a holy language. It's a language Hashem used to create the world. It's a very powerful language. As soon as you translate the language of the Torah into another language, it's a different level altogether. So using the word atatekazeh, which is a translation, a targum of re'iyah, in other words, it's a vernacular Aramaic of the word in Lashon Kodesh. What does that mean? That's hinting to the fact that this concept of seeing, which is Dargas Maisha, Maisha's level, gets translated, unimshach, and drawn down in Targum Lashon, okay, in translated language, in Lashon Arami, belt, in Lashon Arami, in Aramaic, which was the world language, the vernacular, what people are using. Or, in the words of Chassidus, it's like the back, it's the hind of vision. So it's a level beyond. And that's what he was saying. You must come down from your level and come down to the level of the people. You must see the people at their level. And when you can see the people at their level, then you see the need for actually appointing these judges. And that's why this whole parsha is called Yisrael, because he added this parsha to the Torah. Because from Moshe's perspective, from Moshe's level, he's an antecedent. There's another order here. Not that it's a wrong order, but it's an order from Moshe Rabbeinu's level. Again, entire from its own point of view, also, which is the revelation of the Chachma Hashem, was written in Skala Durch Moshe that gets revealed through Moshe Rabbeinu, then under Seder. It's also its own Seder. Yisrael had Abba Ufkatan, Yisrael entire. In this way, Yisrael actually did in. Had he gave us something new in the Torah, as if they said from Va'ata Techazeh, that I said Hanhaga Api Torah. So he helped to make this idea also part of Torah. When he told Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to set this order up now, and you have to do it. That made it part of Torah. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu actually did it. So Tess. So according to this, it seems to come out. The Seder from Atatechazeh is based on Inyan from Yerida. That makes it sound that, again, Atatechazeh, this is just, this is a much lower level, and it's only a lower level. Chas v'shalom. It seems to be completely a lowering of the level in order to ensure that the Jews are able to have this intermediary between them and Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like we saw with the Asaras of Divorce, and when they originally were hearing the voice of Hashem, and they said, we can't do it. And there too, that was a Yerida, right? So too here. Just like over there, they had to listen to Moshe rather than Hashem. Here too, they're saying like, Well, no, they have to hear from these shoftim, from these judges, rather than from you. However, the penimis hanyan aver is adraba. However, on a deeper level, the inner meaning of all of this is actually just the opposite. Afka doch dem was mabavart um a hype was gefinzik lamata mata biyasa. It's only when we actually go down there to lift up the Jew. You see the Rebbe's whole view. It's only when we go down to lift up the Jew at the lowest level, lower than he is, when we go down and lift him up, net mendem gavoya gavar biyasa. That's when we are reached and we are able to achieve the greatest heights. It's only when we go down to their level that we can actually bring everything up. The Rebbe is marich in the Maimer Hayelula Shalai. Like the Rebbe, of course, the Rebbe is talking about the previous Rebbe, in the Maimer of his young Mistakos of Yud Shvat, of Tassi Lagani, that it's only because of the Avoida that we do down here at this lowest level. Only in this physical world, we have to have this tremendous war with our bodies, with the physicality of this world, with our animal soul who wants to do whatever it wants to do down here. What do we do in order to do what we need to do in this world? This is the very famous mashal of the Alter Rebbe, of a king who had a prince who was very, very sick, his son who was very sick. And he couldn't find anything to heal his son until one man came along. He sent out messages throughout the country. Anyone will get a tremendous reward if he'll only find the cure for his prince. Until one man came along and said, there is one thing that can save your child. And that's that stone, that key, the main stone in your crown. If you take out that stone and you crush it up into a powder and you feed and you mix it with water, you give it to your son, that is how he will recover. And the king who loves his son so much does whatever he can. He'll even destroy his own crown and crush up that gem if only to save his son. And the Alter Rebbe said, this is the mashal of Hasidus in general. And this is the idea being mevazbez the eitzras echiyakarim, of being able, so to speak, opening up the treasure chest and wasting in a way, or letting, giving out all the treasures, the most precious treasures. Really, until the war, the king doesn't even show that he's got all these treasures. But when he really wants to win a war, he opens up the treasure house and he'll give anything to ensure that the war is won. So too, it is in this world, as the Rebbe explains to Bas Lagani, the Iker Mechum from them Bizbus, when king wants to win a war, he opens up his treasure house and makes sure that all those treasures are put at the disposal of the army, and not just to the officers of the army, but to the foot soldiers, to the people who are going to actually fight the war. And in that way, what, when we have all that from the king himself, all that power, what happens then? So when we do that, when we take the Torah, we bring it down, we help, we are use everything we can to fight this war. This is the war against the physical world and against the Nefesh Bahamas, to make this world a dwelling place for Hashem, which is the main ratzon of what he wants. And we do that here in the Olam Hazeh HaTachton. We do this in this lower world, and there is nothing lower than this world itself. But does design b'shleimus b'galim b'bias b'shirtz kain b'kav mamish. Of course, this will be seen b'shleimus and in a very revealed way with Mashiach b'kav mamish. That will be very soon, and we will at that point in time, through all the avodah that we do now, taka be lifted up to that level of Moshe Rabbeinu and be able to see Hashem and the Torah clearly as Moshe Rabbeinu himself saw. May taka, we see that very speedily in our time.
Amen.